She is one of the best-known figures associated with the Underground Railroad. Her courage led her to become well-known within her own lifetime and still a very important figure in the history of this nation. We look back on her story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1844, a lady known as Minty Ross married a free black man named John Tubman. At that time, she changed her name, taking that of her husband, becoming the Harriet Tubman we know from our history books.
Then she goes to her owner and says, "I want to be free as my husband is," and says, "Let me lease myself out. And then I'm going to pay you $60 a year, provided I can keep the rest of the money. I'll save all that money, and when I have enough, I'm going to buy my freedom from you." And he agreed.
Kimberly Seswick shares the story from the Harriet Tubman National Historical Park in Auburn, New York. But when that slave owner died 4 years later, the verbal agreement was not honored, and the heirs decided to sell Harriet and her two brothers to help pay debts.
This is what pushes her to make a decision. Do you either let this happen and be sold south and spend every last minute you can with your family, or do you go north and probably never see your family again?
Harriet decided to flee north. Her brothers turned back. One could not bear the thought of leaving a young son. Harriet made her way to Philadelphia.
But not long after being there, she starts to miss family. And so that's when she meets up with William Still, the father of the Underground Railroad, to navigate the Underground Railroad over the course of 10 years, making 13 trips. And she brought about 70 people north.
The Underground Railroad was, of course, secretive, so Harriet's methods of helping escaping slaves is unclear.
She didn't reveal an awful lot as far as who exactly was helping her. She would tell stories. She loved to tell stories, especially to children on her back porch up here in Auburn.
More of the story of Harriet Tubman next time as we travel the countryside. In Auburn, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.